Wait a minute. Greg was at a place called Poor House last night. That's going to be a first. It's the Greg Hill Road Show, live from Brattleboro, Vermont, on WEEI.
Here we go.
With the eighth pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Well, there it is.
Wow. Washington. Wild.
That is the first surprise.
We are in Brattleboro, Vermont, roadshow number one, and certainly a surprise to Kirk Cousins last night, I would guess. Wiggy, was that your biggest draft surprise?
I was absolutely shocked because think about this. We were all under the impression that J.J. McCarthy was going to be at least the fourth quarterback taken. You know, there were talks that he might go ahead of Drake May and all that other stuff. So I was like, all right.
But that was now in hindsight, I mean, that was driven by Jim Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh alone, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think a huge part of it was. But nobody was really talking, because you even brought this up, and I had said, okay, Marvin Harrison with the third overall pick, and then maybe you trade up into the end of the first round to get Michael Penix Jr. And I was like, all right, I could probably get on board with that. It looks like if you took Marvin Harrison, you wouldn't have Michael Penix Jr. We'd be sitting here going, damn,
yeah,
who's the quarterback that the Patriots would potentially take if they had traded?
And that's really kind of, Curtis, when you offer, you were disgusted last night.
I really was.
By several things. But
and I didn't like the pick.
But if the Patriots had done what you wanted, which was Marvin Harrison Jr., who is your quarterback?
Right now, it's Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
And when you have as many question marks as the Patriots have, you need sure things. You don't have the opportunity to get guys in that we all agree, right? Drake May needs some help. He's not a generational talent. He's not a guy like Trevor Lawrence who lands with the Jaguars and everybody's like, oh, now that's a great team. They're going to be good. We don't know that about Drake May. You know Marvin Harrison's skill set, and you don't know about Drake May. And it sort of plays hand in hand. Drake May will struggle because of an absence of weapons around him. So what you always say, what are you going to do at quarterback? Well, what's Drake May going to do at quarterback with this roster?
Yeah, but you could get a wide receiver in the second round that you might be able to be like, oh, okay, this could be a Deebo Samuel, a DK Metcalf that could help out the Drake May, where and I understand it's a crapshoot, but I'd rather roll the dice on having the quarterback and then potentially drafting a wide receiver versus getting the wide receiver, and now I'm rolling the dice on a quarterback in the second round, which is going to be like a Spencer Rattler or what's the kid from Notre Dame?
Sam Hartman.
Yeah,
and like, if the quarterback's special, he just raises the talent of everyone around him. Look at C.J. Stroud last year. Nobody thought that he had this great group of weapons, but because C.J. Stroud is really talented, Nico Collins had a breakout year, Tank Dell was really good as a rookie, and that team was very, very good.
And Nick Caserio, I think that was his fourth year. Was that correct?
I don't remember exactly how long
he was there. So for years, he built the roster up. And then they got the quarterback, and then they won a playoff game.
Nobody thought the Houston Texans had a good roster last year. Like before they drafted C.J. Stroud. Nobody did.
Guess what, Chime? With the quarterback, the weapons they built and assembled around him with a great offensive line, they were able to maximize the talent of the quarterback they took in the top five.
No, the talent of the quarterback lifted the play of everyone else around him, Curtis. That's the point. So if Drake May is really good, like I believe he is, I know you disagree, but if he is really talented, like I believe, he will raise the talents of people around him. So a guy like K.J. Osborne may have a far better season than any of us could predict.
Do you think that the Texans' offensive line is dramatically better than the Patriots?
No, I think it's marginally better.
Yeah.
They have one player that's like outright better than what the Patriots have, and that's it.
I according to PFF, the Patriots suck at the offensive line. And I would say the Patriots may need to use their first pick in the second round on a tackle.
Well, that's why Wiggy surprises me when he says it's automatically going to be a wide receiver.
So many needs, and we agree on this, Wiggy. If they had just paid for the stupid left tackle for the Jets got, then it's not even a question.
Courtney, your biggest surprise last night when it comes to the draft?
I mean, I was surprised by everything because I just followed Shime's draft. Shime was surprised, so then I was surprised.
I think a lot of people were surprised, so it's okay. Yeah.
I mean, we were literally sitting there, Shime, at Poor House, and for the top five, every single one, we were saying who they were going to pick before it was announced.
That's fine. Daniel Jeremiah's been doing this way longer than I have. He only got 8. I don't feel bad.
Okay,
but did he get the top 5?
No, he got the top 4.
Oh, wow.
Nobody got the 5th pick. Nobody knew Joe Alt was going to go to the Chargers. Everybody thought it was going to be J.C. Latham because they already had a left tackle.
What did you have as number 5?
I had them taking Malik Nabers, actually. Oh, I had them taking a receiver. I never said I got it right.
Do you end up, if you're the Falcons, do you end up with an Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love kind of scenario?
That's what I think it is.
Down there.
I think it's a Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers situation. Because if you're the Falcons, I know you guaranteed him $100 million. It's a 4-year deal. You're probably thinking he's coming off Achilles, maybe 2, and then we go to Penix in the 3rd year, and then we see that Kirk Cousins will be 38, and then you see if you can maybe trade him.
If you're the Falcons, right, and you have a great year from Kirk Cousins, and you win the NFC South, right?
Yep.
It's not a great division anyway. Then you could trade Kirk Cousins for a first-round pick, and you have your guy coming in.
Are you pissed if you're Kirk Cousins, though, Wiggy? Because he apparently didn't find out until right before they made the pick. They called him right before.
Yeah, there's like reports or, you know, speculation out there in the world of the whole NFL that he is like stunned and upset. I mean,
he's pissed.
Yeah, I would be.
But boo-hoo. I mean, you just got $100 million bucks. Go cry.
I have a crackpot theory if you would like it.
Yes.
I think there's a chance, now this is just a complete theory, but that the Falcons didn't do their due diligence on his medicals prior to signing the contract. They signed the contract, found out he's not going to be really healthy from this Achilles, and they're going to try and get out of the contract due to failed medicals and then just start Michael Penix.
Whoa. Wow.
All right.
But did you watch in the draft room? Because it didn't look like they all knew that they failed. They didn't do the due diligence on his physical. Arthur Blank was asking for clarification on what was going on.
Well, so that's why I think Terry Fontenot was explaining. The video of Terry Fontenot explaining things to Arthur Blank, by the way, is hilarious. But I think that's why he had to break it down to him one by one, because they just didn't tell Arthur Blank.
That was a big win for Bill, too. Talk about dysfunction in Atlanta. I mean,
Holy smokes.
Yeah. I mean, and we talked about it earlier, Greg. Belichick with McAfee. Seamless. And there's been some people that are angry that Bill hated the media, now he's a part of the media.
Who cares?
Honestly, who
cares?
He's
so good on the football stuff, on the player. Like, he just is an encyclopedia of knowledge about everything in the game. I mean, the guy, he should be coaching. He's that good.
Does being on Pat McAfee kind of take away from that?
No.
Because I feel like a little bit it does, because they had some mind reader dude pulling.
The mentalist?
Mentalist pulling. And I feel like you got Bill.
I think it makes Bill look and appear like it makes him seem younger. Don't you think?
I think. And the other thing is something that we all could learn from Bill's approach with the media of being concise. Very, very useful as an analyst, because all these other guys are going, talking for 15 minutes. Bill's like, he says very briefly exactly what you need to hear. And they were going back and forth about Drake May versus Caleb Williams, and he loved J.J. McCarthy. He was explaining how J.J. McCarthy never makes a bad read.
Speaking of appearing younger, do you know what this is? I want to thank a listener who brought – do you know what that is?
TV Guide. Yep, I remember it from my grandmother's house.
Right. Yeah. I want to thank the listener who brought the the Drew Bledsoe TV Guide by
– Jesus.
And do you remember – Shime, you never had to look at the TV Guide to see what was on.
Oh, no, it used to be in my grandparents' bathroom next to the toilet. I remember.
So what would be on a night, Friday night, if we had to go through the TV Guide? Because that's how we'd have to do it. What am I going to watch Friday night?
What time would you?
Friday night, 8 o'clock.
Murder, She Wrote.
Murder, She Wrote. Kojak, as my grandmother loved Kojak.
Curtis and I were talking on the way home yesterday, and we were saying that we're really lacking a good TV show for Sunday nights.
Yeah.
There's no more Game of Thrones. There's no more Billion, Succession. Like, we need a Sunday night staple.
8 o'clock Friday night, you had Evening at the Pops on Channel 2.
Okay.
You had Big Brother on Channel 4.
All right.
Boy Meets World on Channel 5.
Topanga.
And you had the McLaughlin Group on Channel 11.
All right.
And then The Strip on Channel 38.
Okay.
I
guess I'm going to support Boy Meets World.
Channel 56 was Baby Blues.
When people wax poetic about the good old days, this is what they're referencing.
All right. We are in Brattleboro, Vermont with a whole bunch of incredible listeners. I think the bar is officially open.
It is.
Yeah.
On a Friday. Want to thank everybody here at the Stone Church for having us, and want to thank everybody at the radio group up here at Great Eastern Radio for making this all happen. Want to thank Ken Laird and Griff, our producer. Round of applause for Griff.
Woo!
And the OG Twitch Master, Amen Corner. Everybody, we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. I have an idea moving forward, a little Twitch game, if we will.
Okay.
We have a good group of Twitchers here today.
Yeah.
We've got Homebrewed, we've got Chris in the Truck, we've got Honey Badger, we've got Nikki. I can't say with the light. We should do a dating game moving forward with the Twitchers.
Do you think they know what a date is?
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Come on.
I do.
Rude.
Yeah. That's what I
Just
think.
Just kidding. You guys make fun of me all day. I can return the favor every once in a while.
Just an idea. Spitballing.
Are you seeing something?
I'm just seeing them all get along really well. I don't know. Is Homebrewed married? No, I can't hear what she's saying. She's shaking her head no. But like, I think that she and Chris in the Truck could be a good match.
Really? Ooh, look out.
Wait, you do the matchmaking?
But yeah, or like, you know, we just have a little speed dating section.
All right.
Yeah, just saying. Anyways, the Patriots draft
Drake. We could do it somewhere that they feel comfortable, like their parents' basement.
Oh, man.
Or Reddit.
Yep. The Patriots draft Drake May with their third pick of the 2024 NFL draft. And the Red Sox fell to the Guardians in their series finale. 6-4 was the final after Cleveland jumped out to a 5-run lead in the bottom of the second. The Sox now back home with the Cubs in town today. 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always on the Odyssey app. No playoff games tonight, but tomorrow the Celtics are in Miami to take on the Heat in Game 3, tied at 1 apiece. Tip is at 6 for that one. And then the Bruins are in Toronto, up 1 game on the Maple Leafs. Game 4, puck drop is at 8. And the Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Drive away in a brand new 2024 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney. Beautiful weekend. 45 degrees right now back home in Boston. Afternoon high 55. Sunday partly cloudy. High approaching 70.
Yeah!
Really?
Yes.
Yes, 70.
Great at Lynx.
What do I have to do? I have to go to a restaurant pre-opening party in Somerville.
All right, Somerville.
So I don't know if I could squeeze in 18, Curtis.
Every time I drive to Somerville, I realize why I don't go there. Very nice place, impossible to get to.
It is hard to get to.
It's just off of 93. It's not that bad.
From where I am.
I have to work on getting my passport tomorrow, so
okay.
I don't think I can. I did get,
You've
I,
said that for the last month. Yeah, you I'm need gonna, to get your passport.
You watch. I'll get it done.
Okay.
I got my glasses fixed.
I did notice that last night.
Yeah.
Greg
Same
is like,
frames.
All
but.
Right. Reminder, 1 week from today, Roadshow number 2, we will be in Rhode Island at Whaler's Brewing Company, and we will be right back.